Welcome back to the show, y'all. At the time of recording this, it is almost 4 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday. Why I'm recording so late in the day, actually, I do know. I was working on things for a client, building out a content calendar, and also working on some other deliverables I had on my list. And for those of you who work in the space of comms, marketing, PR, etc., it is very time consuming when you're doing these things. You get lost in how much time you're spending on it. And when you look up, it goes from being 9 something in the morning to almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're like, huh? I've been sitting here this whole time? Yes, you have, sis. You and your laptop, tippity typing, researching, bookmarking, and sharing. But that's not why we're here. We're here because we have an all new episode of Coffee with Yvonne, a show for creators and entrepreneurs. On the docket for today, I have joining me my hairstylist, Jasmine Harvey. She is the owner of Salon 23 right here in the DMV. She is someone who I have known for a little over a year now and has been saving my edges and taking care of my roots. And she is just all around an amazing person. But she is on the show today to talk about black hair, protecting our curls and coils and culture. I may have messed up my own title. Let me have it. Anyway, for those who are watching TV right now, are we watching the show called Unlocked on Netflix? It has me in a chokehold, okay? I binge watched the entire season and then I watched it again because I was so entertained. A little fun fact about me, I'm really into shows that are like documentary style or like social experiments. Another show I really love is called 60 Days In on A&E, in which, I don't know why they do it, but here we are. Civilians volunteer to go into prison, yes, prison, for 60 days to help that prison either discover issues that they're having with the system or, you know, help them figure out ways to improve on the system that they already have. But Unlocked is a little different. You have people who are in this jail in, I think it's Arkansas, jail in Arkansas. And the experiment is to unlock the doors for prisoners to freely go in and out of their cell area with, instead of being on what they call a 23-in-1, I believe. So lockdown for 23 hours, allow free time for 1 hour. And for 6 weeks, the prisoners are part of the social experiment in which the guards are not there every day, keeping an eye on them. They're free to move as they want. But what is interesting is what I love about these social experiments, despite the many ways that they do these tests to see what people do, people always default to what society expects of them. So Randy, one of the guys on the show, he is kind of like, he's this guy who is really gung-ho about having this additional freedom that was gifted to them for the 6 weeks and has kind of unofficially made himself the, what they call a pod boss, or like essentially like the manager or CEO of the inmates. And so that goes very interesting how they kind of like play it out, but Randy is met with apprehension because the group is split between the young kids and the OGs, or the older people. And so it's just a really interesting show. You see how people either come together to follow the rules because they know what is at stake, which tends to be the older crowd. And then those who kind of, you know, go against the rules because they just want to do what they want to do, which seems to be trending to be the younger folks. But I'm not going to spoil it for you. Take a watch if you're interested in stuff like that. It's very dynamic TV. And something that I didn't think was going to be as good as it was, but it turned out to be tea, honey. It was tea. But anyway, that's not why we're here. We got to get into this episode. And the first thing we have to do is our What's the Brew, which is our new segment in which we talk about what's happening in the world of communications, creativity, and marketing. So grab your coffee, y'all, and let's chat. Okay, let's see what we got, Oh, this looks interesting. 13 Loon announced that they will be in partnership with American Airlines. Okay, this is on their IG. 13 Loon and American Airlines are taking flight to elevate your beauty game. We're excited to share with you that you will be able to experience 13 Loon, Relevant Skin, and Joanna Vargas mini products in the new amenities kits on American Airlines flights. We are so proud to work with American Airlines in bringing diverse-owned beauty to the skies. I love that. Let me see if there's an official press release, because that's where you get all the detailed tea. Mm-hmm. Okay, I found it. In the American Airlines newsroom, the press release reads, and this was on Wednesday, April 17th, reimagine onboard experience with American Airlines takes off with launch of new amenities, elevated dining, and more. So this is, I guess, part of a rebrand. So the highlights from the press release read, American launches airline's first ever rotating collection of premium onboard amenities along with new bidding. Throughout the year, new in-flight amenities will feature diverse designers, so I guess that's where 13 Loon comes in, and brands, sustainably sourced materials, and causes important to American and its consumers. Customers can indulge in fresh entrees inspired by popular American Airlines destinations, that's cute for you, across all domestic and international flights. AA Advantage members can continue to earn or use miles for flights with this premium experiences. Very cute. Okay, I found a quote. We thoughtfully curate each element of the onboard experience so every customer can look forward to the time that they spend in flight, said Kim Cizek, American's Vice President of Customer Experience. Part of the magic of travel is connecting our customers to the people and experiences that matter the most to them. We are taking that concept to the skies by introducing a new dynamic onboard program that is inspired by feedback from our customers and team members. Very, very cute. And there's lastly a blurb in the press release saying that American collaborated with beauty retailer 13 Loon to curate the skincare offerings, which will feature high-quality beauty brands from 13 Loon's tailored collection with a wide-ranging representation of diverse founders and voices, like I mentioned, Joanna Vargas and Relevant. Very, very cool. Now, I would like to say, with all the things happening around DEI right now, it's great to see companies like American Airlines, who is still going forward with initiatives that, you know, were highlighted due to the 2020 protests and did not shy away from that due to pressure from other organizations or groups that do not see the valuable in DEI. Having something like this, though it seems small, is very impactful, right? For those of us who travel a lot, whether for work or personal, you know, my globe hopping passport traveling cuties, something like this is really great when you get onto those onboard flights for long haul destinations, because it's little pieces like this that allow you to see yourself and to feel like you're being represented. And it also speaks to the growing number of Black and brown people who are taking advantage of these experiences and want to feel like these experiences are more curated to meet their needs, right? In years before, you will see typical high-end brands who provide these travel amenities in these kits. But knowing that American Airlines is making space for diverse companies and diverse brands really makes a difference in moving that needle forward. So I'm very happy to see us taking up more space in that area. Okay, in our next story, let me see what I can find. Yeah, let's talk about this one in a good way. No shade, no foul. Okay, this is on Billboard. It reads, 50 Cent officially launches G-Unit Studios in Louisiana. This was shared on April 18th, so this is very recent. Okay, it reads, 50 Cent's television empire adds another point to the scoreboard with the official launch today, April 18th, of G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana. I may have butchered that, my bad. Okay, the quote reads from... Okay, 50 Cent, in his quote, says, as someone who has always believed in the transformative power of music, film, and television, I'm beyond excited to introduce the expansion of my G-Unit film and television through the launch of G-Unit Studios right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. From the gritty narratives of the streets to the compelling stories that define our era, G-Unit has always been more than just entertainment. It's a platform for voices that need to be heard, stories that need to be told. Bringing G-Unit Studios is not just about a business decision. It's a commitment to fostering talent, creating opportunities, and building a community that thrives through creativity and innovation. We see Shreveport as a beacon of inspiration and creativity. This is, again, a quote by 50 Cent given to Billboard. Now, with G-Unit Studios establishing its roots in Louisiana, its arrival is set to significantly boost job opportunities and economic growth, sparking a new era of prosperity and creativity. Launched in 2005, G-Unit Film and Studios, Film and Television Inc., my apologies, has produced a myriad of content across different platforms and networks, with its crown jewel coming in the form of Starz TV series Power. Currently, 50 has several shows on Starz Network, including BMF, Raising Kanan, Force, and Ghosts. This is really awesome. I really like the fact that 50 Cent did not just rest on having his, how can I put this, his impact in music, right? I think a lot of times when people enter their field respectfully, their field of talent, they sometimes limit themselves to one area of focus. And those who are smart, in my opinion, look for ways to not only make their impact in that space, but figure out how to strategically diversify their impact in other areas that are related to it, so they can not only increase their net worth, but also create opportunities for others. 50 Cent, like Tyler Perry, entering this space is very smart, because as we know, those who are behind the scenes tend to have the most impact, right? And people like 50 Cent, Tyler Perry, Beyonce, me, understand by creating these opportunities, by being the person in the room and not always in front of the camera, you can control who gets those opportunities over who doesn't. And as much as we talk about creating jobs, creating generational wealth, et cetera, these are ways that you can create that generational wealth by influencing and impacting the talent that comes into those spaces and providing those who may get overlooked in other areas because people don't see the value of their stories by you opening those doors and saying, hey, come over here and bring your talent here and work with someone who gets it. It's so necessary and needed, especially as we see more erasure of our stories across the board. While I don't agree always with the content that is created through these shows like Power, Book of Kanan, etc., it is part of the stories related to our culture, but it's not our entire story, if that makes sense. I would like to see 50 expand his content offerings to include more stories or content from a lens that is not just about us being on the side of, you know, drug dealers or gangsters or things like that, that give a bit more positive attributes of to who we are. So I really would like to see that more come from him. And I don't doubt that he can do it. He's very smart. I give him credit. As petty as he is on social media, 50 is very, very smart. And this smart move not only sets him up in the future, but also sets future generations of creators up to be successful as well. Similar to what we saw with the Shondaland, similar to what we see with Tyler Perry. So let's see where this can go. And 50 is well on his way, continuing to be smart, of reaching that billionaire status in his lifetime. Okay, as I mentioned on the show today, I have my hairstylist, Jasmine Harvey, owner of Salon 23. During this episode, you will be learning a lot about cosmetology, hair care, conversations around things like hair texture, but also me sharing and being very honest about my own personal struggle with my hair journey of having scalp dermatitis or scalp psoriasis, whichever one you want to call it. Something that I am open about, but is something that has always caused me embarrassment over the years of not understanding why my scalp acts the way it does. And I hope this is helpful to anyone who may be struggling with the same thing. You know, black hair is a subject that is ongoing in our community, whether you wear a wig, a weave, extensions, clip-ins, ponytails, buns, natural, kinky, curly, whatever. Black hair is beautiful. Textured hair is beautiful. And I just want to make sure that anyone who has listened to this episode understands and feels validated that your hair journey is your hair journey. Whether you choose to do it yourself or you choose to go to someone like Jasmine who takes care of your hair for you. So get into this episode, this very fun episode with my personal hairstylist, the Silk Press Slayer herself, Miss Jasmine Harvey. In the record so I can make sure. See, that's how I know I'm turning to my mom. Like, see, they need to start making these icons big. I can't see them.
Right.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, everyone, I have another special guest joining me for coffee today. And she's just not anybody, y'all. She lays my edges. She protects my scalp. She makes me look pretty no matter what season of the year it is. Y'all, I got my hairdresser today, y'all. And I feel very special because low-key, she a TikTok celebrity and she made time for me today. So I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. I have the incomparable, the icon in the making. Yes, she is an icon in the making. Miss Jasmine Harvey with me today on the show. And before I fully introduce her, we have to give her her flowers with her bio because she has receipts. She's not one of them pop-up hairstylists that just came on the gram. No. She is a trained professional. First and foremost, let's read this bio. She is a native of the DMV and a 15-year licensed stylist. She has received her classroom training at Suitland High School's technical and vocational program, as well as hands-on training through an apprenticeship through a salon. In 2007, she passed her Maryland State Board exam, and over the past 15 years, yes, 15, she has honed her skills working in various salons, teaching live tutorial sessions, and founding her own business, Salon 23, in Prince George's County, Maryland. With her business, she has built a faithful clientele through her professional demeanor and knowledge of the industry. Her passion for hair care and educating the next generation of stylists comes through in her work and support for other small Black-owned businesses. And with that being said, welcome to Coffee with Yvonne Jones.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you, Jazz. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, don't mind the hat, because I'm seeing you in front.
Okay.
I was like, I hope Jazz don't get on me that my hair ain't done.
Okay. Keep always together.
Okay. Thank you both. Thank you. This is my self-care Sunday where I live in my sweatpants, you know.
Yes.
I just walk around with flippers all day. That's the vibe.
It's needed.
Okay. Let's get into these questions. Could I have questions for you that are based on your background, but also we're gonna get a bit into the teeth. And, you know, you need to give the girls a little bit of a lesson in professionalism. But let's start with the first question. You are a licensed cosmetologist, as I mentioned, for more than 15 years and have built a clientele managing your own business, Salon 23. For those who are unfamiliar, can you please explain what a cosmetologist is?
A cosmetologist, in technical terms, is a professional skill of beautifying the beautifying the hair, face, or skin. And basically, a cosmetologist is one that practices that professionally.
Now, for those who may be confused, when you say cosmetologist, you do like a holistic taking care of the hair, not just, you know, a blow dry or a wash. You understand everything from, like, you know, the follicle to how your hair grows to even, like, you know, which we'll talk about later, like skin conditions, correct?
Correct. So yes, while we're in school and training, we learn a myriad of different things concerning hair. So it's not just styling. There's a science behind this.
Oh, I love that you said that because I think they need to put some respect on your name. There's a science behind hair, especially for Black women. Our hair is our crown. And as my hairstylist, which a lot of people don't know, I found you through TikTok.
Yes, shout out to TikTok.
I found you through TikTok. And the passion that you had through your content let me feel comfortable trusting you with my hair. And we've been together for about a year coming up soon as my hairstylist. And I even tell everyone, I'm like, mama, take you go get a blow out by Jazz. It needs to be done. It's just something different about someone who has been trained to do the work versus someone who may have a passion for hair but may not understand the intricacy. I could spell, y'all. I could spell and speak. The detail, there you go. The detail that it takes to do hair. Let's just talk about this. In recent years, there has been a growth in the amount of unlicensed stylists who are offering services or creating these unrealistic rules that clients have to follow from coming with their hair washed to like non-refundable deposits in order to get their hair done. In your opinion, are these kind of practices damaging to the integrity of the industry?
Let's get into it.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
So while I do believe that there needs to be boundaries, you need to set boundaries for your business, any kind of business that you operate. We have to be firm but flexible and have to be reasonable on what we're establishing. So as far as coming wash and blow dry, I think the only time that that is probably okay is if you're going to a braider, someone that is not licensed and they're only braiding, because technically they should not be using any heated tools, including a blow dryer. But if you're going for any service that requires heat, your hair should be sh thoroughly shampooed and blow dried prior to. Now, I provide a shampoo and blow dry for all of my services because it adds to the experience as well as the fact that I'm licensed, so I'm able to do that. As far as the deposit, so I understand why people have moved to deposits because sometimes people will play with your time. But at the same time, we have to be reasonable in that as well. So I didn't used to charge deposits. I started charging deposits for first-time clients because I had some situations where people were late canceling, not showing up, and it was costing my business money. But that is on a case-by-case basis, and I'm very flexible and understanding when it comes to it as well. So, is it damaging the integrity of the industry? Yes, but we have to find ways to, again, be firm but flexible in our policies.
Now, how would you recommend someone build out their policy for their salon?
Remember that we're dealing with human beings at the core of what we're doing. So what I did was think about how would I feel if I was the client. I always want to base my practices and just my whole operation on considering the end user. So how would I feel if I was the client? How can I make it easiest? How can I make the experience seamless from the minute you click on my website to when you actually come and be serviced?
And that makes sense. And, for those who are interested in, moving from a chair in someone else's salon to opening their own, which you have successfully done, clap, clap, clap to you. What are some tips you have for them from building their clientele to determining pricing?
Okay, so I have several things that I would like to share as far as
Well,
building
list
your
it out.
brand.
Go
This
ahead.
is like what I love. I really, really love brand building. So I also have education in marketing, business marketing, my undergrad, as well as organizational development. This is my lane. So as far as brand building, what I like to say is if you build it, they will come, but you have to build it. So there's going to be a period of sacrifice, hustle, grind. And I know we're trying to move away from some of those terms, but that does go into building a brand. Your coin cannot be your only motivation. You have to find your why. Some days the money is not going to be enough to motivate you to get out the bed. But I also say you have to be more committed than motivated. Sometimes the motivation is just not going to be there. Building a business, it has a spiritual aspect to it as well. So sometimes it's just going to be you and God or your, whoever you worship, your higher power. You have to learn to encourage yourself and clap for yourself before you get any type of public recognition. Many times the public is only going to clap or applaud once they see the final product. So once you're actually, you've built your platform on social media or you have an influx of clientele, that's when people start to notice you. But there are going to be moments before that that you have to continue to push yourself. And as far as like pricing, again, you want to be fair to yourself as well as your client. Do your market research. See what the going rate is for whatever services that you offer. And then I always recommend to come in a little bit under what the going rate is. You don't want to go too far below because then it'll be seen as not valuable. Your service will be seen as not valuable, but you don't want to go too high because then you're not going to be able to keep anybody in your chair. Going just a little under will give the client a feeling of a discount when in actuality, they're just getting fair pricing.
And you know what? I appreciate that you said that because I know a lot of people who are interested in going into cosmetology. And a lot of times people don't realize that when you are a hairstylist, essentially you are an entrepreneur, right? Even if you're working in someone else's salon, you still have to have that clientele to drive business to that salon. So I appreciated you sharing that you have your cosmetology license, but also an educational foundation through your degrees. Yes, I said plural. She educated y'all. You did mention something I found interesting about the marketing part of it. And I've noticed, because I'm always watching your content, Jazz, and commenting below as we should. You use platforms like TikTok to create engaging content like the hair commandments or random car thoughts to your cousins, aka your followers. How has social media as a marketing tool helped you build your business?
Oh my gosh, social media marketing has really helped me to expand my business, specifically TikTok, because you can reach strangers very easily on TikTok, as we met and we were what, strangers, and now we're friends, cousins, all of
You
the above.
got both.
But the way that TikTok's algorithm works so differently from Instagram or Facebook or some of the others, again, it allows you to reach strangers. And that is just a free marketing tool that I encourage any new business owner or hairstylist to take advantage of.
You know what? You just don't do the hair commandments or random car thoughts at the same time you're using TikTok to show your skills, because I've seen like you doing like a silk press, a blowout, braids. So people are not only seeing your knowledge and mindset as a cosmetologist, but they're also seeing your skills in real time that can encourage those who want to book with you. And I really think that having this tool as almost a visual portfolio is helpful to those who work in a skill similar to yours, right?
Right. And what I would say too, like you just mentioned, if you're interested in, I feel like in 2023, if you're running any kind of operation, you should have a social media presence. But in doing so, I always encourage new stylists, don't just show your work only, show your personality, because a client or potential client buys into who you are before they buy into what you do. Definitely having that variety is important.
Yes, and you're very personable through the camera, because I've watched many people who get on these platforms. I'm trying to say this as nice as possible. And it's like watching paint dry. I'm like, sweetie, maybe this isn't your lane. It's okay if you're not like a personality that can be in these channels, but you have balance being yourself while still being a professional. And that's very hard to do.
It can
Authenticity is
be.
hard to come by on these channels, right? Now let's talk about something for real. Before us as Black folks were transported to America as cargo, despite the fact that they're trying to change the history books, Africans wore their hair in different styles as an expression of both their culture and status. However, here in America, and recently there was an issue with a kid who was, I think, suspended for his natural hair. Despite the passing of things like the Crown Act, Black hair is still stigmatized for being unkempt, unclean, or unprofessional. As a cosmetologist, how do you empower your clients through their hair?
Well, first, I let all clients know. I try to let my clients know in person, but also through my social platforms, that all hair is beautiful as long as it's healthy. And whether you're choosing to wear relaxed, natural, whatever state you'll choose, as long as it's healthy, it's beautiful. I don't do the whole curl pattern chart. I don't believe in that. It's not real. And I think that it creates a lot of texturism within our community. But just encouraging, even from my younger clients especially, encouraging young Black girls to understand that they are beautiful just as they are. Saying it, hyping them up, whether they're young clients, old clients, like giving you your flowers just as you are.
And I think that's super important, because there's a misconception that Black hair doesn't grow. Me, myself, for example, you do my hair, Jazz. My hair grows this way, like it grows upward, but unless it's blown out, it doesn't show the length, right? Now, why do you think people, including members of the culture, believe in this idea?
I think that it has to do with a lot of internalized self-hate. It's a trickle-down effect from slavery. We were taught and conditioned to believe that anything Black is subpar, it's not good enough. I mean, even down to our curls and our coils. So that's where I think that it stems from, honestly.
And things like, self-internalized racism in our own culture about our hair has really contributed to that. And you see a lot of us who have leaned into that 4C chart to determine the beauty of black hair. But there are things that we do sometimes outside of blowouts, like protective styles, which are a low maintenance way to care for your hair during summer months or busy periods without sacrificing style. What are your tips for maintaining protective styles? And this is important, y'all. Please listen, turn this up. How long should these protective styles stay in? Because some of y'all be pushing it.
I don't recommend leaving a protective style in longer than 4 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks is pushing it. Why? Because we need to make sure that we're thoroughly cleansing our scalp as well as our hair, because that is a foundation for everything. So as far as how to maintain it, I think that it starts from start to finish. So everything starts at the bowl. So what shampoos and conditioners are we using during the prep process for protective style? Also, I recommend using peppermint oil prior to blowing it out. And you can even use peppermint oil as a maintenance while you have the style in, keeping it tied down, using your satin bonnets or satin pillowcases, what have you, just to keep it maintained and groomed.
Now, for those like myself who travel sometimes for work, it could be stressful trying to keep your hair together when you're, zigzagging everywhere. I started getting into the practice of bringing my own silk pillowcase with me. Yes, I bring silk pillowcases. Do not judge me, people. I bring my own silk pillowcases with me when I stay at hotels. What are other things people can put in, like their carry-ons or their check bags to keep their hair fresh, looking together? Like, are there like many tools you would recommend? Hair serums?
Again, the peppermint oil. Sometimes you could use a little foam wrap by Nairobi. And guys, I'm getting my Amazon storefront together, so I'm gonna have all of this stuff in there. Worked on it last night, finishing it up today. Shameless plug. But anyway, use a little foam wrap sometimes. Let's not forget about the edge control. We love our baby hair, our edges. So just like a little rat tail comb or something to kind of smooth your edges. But our protective style is really meant to be a low maintenance style.
And then we have people like looking at historically, Madam C.J. Walker, right, who was a trailblazer during her time for being the first woman and first black woman millionaire by selling hair care products. Now we have brands like Miel Organics, As I Am Naturals, and celebrity brands like Pattern, Donna's Recipe, and more. Some may say that the market is oversaturated. Why do you think it is important to have a variety of brands for black and textured hair care?
So I want to touch on the oversaturated word. So I think oversaturation, or the thought behind oversaturation, comes from a scarcity mindset. It's saying that there's only this amount of success, this little bit of amount of success. And we know that that is not true. When we're in an abundance mindset, we know that there's room for everyone. So if God placed a dream or vision in your imagination, he'll make room for you. So let's just start there. But there's more than one way to skin a cat. So, and there's more than one way to slay some hair. So it's the same with the variety of brands and why it's important. What may work for one person might not work for another. And I'm just happy to see that Black women are even getting those spaces on the shelves and in the stores to showcase the brands that they've developed.
Now, for people like myself who have a hair care box of so many products that I use for different things, like, whether I'm doing a clarifying shampoo after I take my braids out, all that good stuff. Is it possible that your hair can get used to certain products and just not respond to it as well anymore?
I think that that's a possibility. I mean, anything's a possibility, but sometimes brands change their formulas and you may not know. And so over time, sometimes they change it, not necessarily for the better. And once they do, it doesn't affect your hair in the same way.
Yeah, but that makes sense because I've gotten into the habit of starting to read the back of the bottle to figure out what's in the hair care. Because I see sometimes with brands that have gone more of the corporate side of the industry, formula can change and not be as impactful as it was before they made certain partnerships.
Right. I love how you worded that.
Thank you. I should work in marketing. Oh, wait. Look at God, what he's doing. But thinking about formulas changing. I know a lot of times when we have like certain scalp issues or hair issues, we're looking at these products or brands to be the solution to our problem. Another myth within the culture that has happened to me as well is confusing dandruff with what is called scalp dermatitis. As someone with that condition, thank you, by the way, Jazz, for being very understanding about it. I appreciate you. Can you please share what scalp dermatitis is and how someone can manage the condition?
So this is how you sometimes you can tap I'm sorry, sometimes you can kind of tell the difference between a licensed professional, a licensed experienced professional versus someone that just does hair. So when you're in school, we're taught about various conditions versus contagious infections, and there's definitely a difference. Dermatitis, I want to say this and make it clear, it is not contagious. And a client should never be made to feel less than or uncomfortable when they come into a safe space such as a hair salon. It's important that the stylist be knowledgeable and understand the difference. So dermatitis is basically, it is a dandruff condition, but it's kind of like 2.0. So it's just more increased. And a lot of times you'll see like inflammation that comes along with it. Sometimes it'll be rashes. And a lot of times you can tell the difference because it can be found on other parts of the body, whereas dandruff is just in the scalp.
And you're exactly right because thanks, Mom. Apparently, it's something that is genetic. Like my grandfather had it, my mom, she has it. She washes her hair very frequently, and I have it as well. And for a while, I thought I just had dandruff. And then when I realized it was something more, I did go see a dermatologist, and then I went to go see a black dermatologist who prescribed me something different for my hair. But I have experienced hair salons who refuse to do my hair because it comes across like, oh, does she have something? Is it contagious? And they're less understanding, which is why I appreciate people like yourself who are able to professionally have that knowledge and then also help treat it, which, by the way, I forgot to tell you, since I've been going to you, I have not had to buy my medicated scalp oil as frequently
Yay.
because of the way you treat my hair. So you're doing something right. And you're
Yeah.
helping my HSA because that stuff is expensive. Okay. That oil is
Thank
not
you.
cheap.
Thank you.
All
But
right.
you get a good point, though, as far as seeing a dermatologist. So a licensed stylist should never be trying to diagnose. We're not doctors. We might recognize and know that something may potentially be a condition, but we should always be referring the client to visit a dermatologist if what we're doing in a salon to care for the scalp is not making the condition better.
And that makes a lot of sense. And again, I appreciate you for your professionalism. Please note that, people, it may not be dandruff. It may be scalp dermatitis. Go see your dermo. And finally, Jazz, which, oh, are we already through most of our questions? Darn, this was so much fun. can you please share your top five hair commandments with the audience?
All right. So we're going to start at number five. If you walk into an establishment and the provider is rude, normalize walking out. Number four, shampoo your hair like we already discussed. Shampooing is definitely important. We want to make sure that we're shampooing your hair between every 2 to 4 weeks. Thorough trims are necessary, needed every 4 months. Don't be bound to poor service just because you paid a deposit. And last but not least, coming in at number one, if you cannot get the address for a service provider until the day of or the day before, do not book the appointment. That is a bright red flag.
Like, what you mean I don't know your location until the day of? That seems a little sketch to me, you know?
Listen, I done heard some stories and I done seen some things.
I've seen things on Twitter with all them threads. I'm like, oh, and you still with sis?
And
All
still
the
went.
flags are there. All the flags are there. And you know what, Jazz? I didn't have this in my list of questions, but for black men and those with textured hair, why is it important for them to take care of their hair too? Because I feel like there's a stigma that black women, we take pride in our hair, but I've seen some black men, whether it's on their head or on their face, who don't take the time to use products to keep their hair healthy. So can you talk to our brothers real quick?
So just like we have a crown, they have a crown. So it's important that they care for their hair. They actually know that it doesn't mean it's only feminine or, something for women, like you said. It goes into hygiene. And when you look good, you feel good. So I think that it's important. It goes into your confidence level and everything. So, yeah, get you those beard balms and, use your shampoos and conditioners. And it doesn't have to be the 3-in-1. Like, no, you can get your shampoo and conditioner separate. Like, so yeah.
From a marketing perspective, brands could do a better job of showing Black and people with textured hair in their advertising because it tends to lean more heavily towards being female-centered in their promotional advertisements. So I think there could be work done on both sides, one from the consumer side and one from the advertiser or product side. However, I don't want to go too deep into that. I'll save that for when I see you on Friday.
Okay.
Let's do these quick fire questions real quick. Now, mind you, quick fire means top of the dome, so don't overthink it, just vibes,
Okay.
okay? Okay.
Okay.
Now, this isn't debatable for me, but in your opinion, who is the best rapper or singer of all time?
I'm gonna go with rapper Jay-Z.
I agree. I agree.
Hands down.
Hands down. You won a boatload of money. Like you rich. Okay, I'm very rich in my Nene voice. What is the first thing that you do?
Paying off my debt, paying off my family's debt,
Very
and I'm
smart.
gonna blow some too.
Okay. I'll pay it off while I'm walking to the airport.
Literally.
No ticket and vibes. And also, you've discovered you have magic powers. Like you are in your Sabrina the Teenage Witch energy circa the 1990s show, not that new one. I don't like it. What powers do you have?
Powers with an S or
Yeah.
power? Okay.
Powers.
Powers. Okay, so I have the ability to be invisible at will and the ability to fly.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And finally, if you were a coffee, you don't drink coffee, but if you were a coffee, what kind of coffee would you be?
I be French vanilla cappuccino? I don't know if that's coffee or not.
Yeah. You can be a ooh la la French
She's
cappuccino.
giving like sweet, she's giving warm, she's giving sophisticated. So,
Yes,
yeah.
you're giving one pinky up while you drink that
Yes.
kind of energy. Well, Jazz, thank you so much for joining me for coffee. How can people find out more about you and your platform? Because since you do have platforms, so how can they find out about you?
Yeah, so follow me on all my socials, TikTok, Jazz Slays Hair, and Instagram, Salon23 LLC.
Perfect. And also, if they want to book with you, they can go directly through those platforms as well, correct?
Yes, booking link in the bio for both.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you, Jazz, for joining me for coffee. I really appreciate your time. You have been a wonderful person, not just to have on the show, but to work with in keeping my hair healthy in its healthcare journey. I appreciate you for your professionalism, your passion, and your passion for Black culture at the same time. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, what did you think? I told you Jazz was dope. I don't bring nobody on the show I haven't heavily vetted first. And she my hairdresser. Hello. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I should have mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, but my bad, y'all. We rolling with no notes because after a while, I'm like, do I need notes? It's my show. Anyway, this was the last episode in our career series. So the next two episodes coming up again will be bonus episodes of Coffee with Yvonne. And I have coming up, I think I'm gonna drop that the week after this show drops, or maybe on Friday. I don't know, whatever I decide. But it'll be Coffee with Yvonne, the group chat Q1 wrap up with Coffee with Yvonne guest correspondents Jasmine Smith and Courtney Pope. I gave them titles because after a while, you come on my show, you might as well be a guest correspondent or whatever. Add it to your resume, aka your resume, what I like to call it. Put on your LinkedIn, you official sis. But they'll be coming on to talk about some of the trending topics in Q1 from them lawsuits again. My God, did he? Oh, man. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. To things that we need to talk about, like the future of marketing and the technology that's being put in place right now that will impact our industry. But that episode is coming up. I am testing video content with that episode, so I'm going to see how that works. I have, heard a lot of different suggestions of how I can improve and further optimize engagement on the show. So I'm looking into those things to make it even better for the listener and viewer experience. And then finally, the last episode of the season will be a panel style episode with a few of my favorite creatives, quite a few of them have already been on the show of Coffee with Yvonne in the past. We are going to be talking about one of my favorite events of the year. That episode will be sponsored by a Black-owned company here in the DMV, Makerspace. So they are sponsoring the event. This will be recorded in person. So that's something new I'm also testing. I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself to get this done, but I'm trying also to work through my perfectionism syndrome, which is a struggle for me, which is probably why I relate so much to Queen Bee and how she always has notes, because your girl always has notes too. But I have to learn there's nothing wrong with progress and taking it one step at a time. Anyway, you can catch the... What am I talking about? Oh, I'm in the closing part of the episode. Girl, you need a nap. Okay. To learn more about me and my business, go ahead and visit pinkdollhousemarketing.com, or you can find me on Instagram at pinkdollhousemarketing. You can slide into my DMs. That's cool. To learn more about me on the personal side, find me on IG at pinkdollstyle, or if you're on TikTok, aka the Clock app, if it don't get banned here in the US, you can find me at Pinky Creates. I cannot wait to chat with you soon. Thank you so much for your continued support. I'm gonna go take a nap, y'all. Coffee with Yvonne is produced and edited by Yvonne Pearson. Coffee with Yvonne is created by Pink Dollhouse Marketing. You can catch the latest episodes by subscribing to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.